Under the federal government's Cinema Access Implementation Plan, the major cinema chains of Hoyts, Village, Event and Reading have guaranteed to install accessible screens at all of its locations by the end of 2014. The last few weeks have seen some announcements in the program, and Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia joins us today to give us an update. Hello, Ali.
Hi, Roberta.
Last time we spoke, if I remember correctly, we were waiting on a schedule from the cinemas of new locations that will be rolled out. Has that been released?
It has now, finally. Mm-hmm. We've been provided with a schedule that rolls to the end of the year, mm-hmm. and people will be pleased to hear that there are 7 new locations and 10 locations that will have its current access program updated.
So we have 17 locations to be updated on, which is great to hear, but can you start off with telling us where these are, or where the 7 new ones are?
Sure. Melbourne Accessible Cinema fans, they'll be very pleased to hear that 4 of the locations are in their city. I know that they've been waiting quite a while. We've got Village Cinemas at Crown Casino and Hoyts Melbourne Central, and these will both have 2 screens with captions and audio description. We've also got Village Knox and Hoyts Chadstone, each with 3 screens. So that's 4 locations in Melbourne. And rounding out the 7, we've got Hoyts Garden City in Perth, Hoyts East Gardens in Sydney, and also Hoyts Norwood in Adelaide, each with 2 accessible screens.
That's fantastic. And those 4 in Melbourne, Ali, that covers just about all points, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. And there'll be more to come in the future as well.
Oh, that's super. Now, and do we know when exactly the audio describe sessions will start?
The dates given there are indicative only, but the cinemas hope to have Crown Casino up and running by the end of October, Garden City, East Gardens and Norwood running by 30th of November, and Chadstone, Knox and Melbourne Central by the 31st of December.
And how about the 10 locations that will have their accessible programs updated? Where are these?
In Melbourne, Jam Factory, which is Village, it's moving from open captions to closed captions and audio description on 3 screens by 30th of November. The remaining 9 are all due by the 31st of December, and they're Reading Cinemas in Charlestown, Event Cinemas Robina, and they're both adding audio description to their single screens, Event Cinemas Parramatta, BCC Maroochydore are increasing to 2 screens with captions and AD. Event Cinemas George Street in Sydney, they're increasing to 3 screens with captions and AD. Event Cinemas in Marion, South Australia, they're moving from the current open captions to closed captions and audio description on 3 screens. And lastly, we've got BCC Casuarina, that's up in the Northern Territory, mm-hmm. Great Union Glendale and BCC Meyer Centre in Brisbane, they're all moving from open captions to closed captions and AD on 2 screens.
Now, for people that might now have a cinema nearby them and is offering accessible sessions, what advice do you have for them in attending a movie in what could be their first time in a very long time?
Yeah, it might be difficult to do, but try not to be daunted by the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Just as long as you can get to the box office, they'll take care of things for you there. So just get to the box office, purchase your ticket, and when you're purchasing the ticket, ask for an audio description receiver. The staff, they're there to assist you, and they will, I expect, be quite glad that you're there to try their new program.
Of course.
And what they'll do is provide you with a small receiver. It's the size of around an iPhone, maybe a little bit thicker, but around the size of an iPhone. And you take that into the cinema with you. If you've got your own earbuds that you listen to an MP3 player on, you can plug them into the receiver yourself. Otherwise, the cinema will provide you with a pair. I think the last thing to note, and it's quite important, is that the cinemas will ask you for a form of ID to be shown. Mm. And they'll record that, and that's to ensure the safe return of the equipment to the box office when the movie's over. It's quite standard.
But that's important, because if that doesn't happen, it could impede future audio descriptions, couldn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is, these tiny little receivers, it's easy to kind of put it in your pocket and forget it's there.
Exactly. Well, to find out more on the rollout and how accessible cinema works, visit mediaaccess.org.au or give Ali and her colleagues a call on 02 9212 6242, and you can also email info@mediaaccess.org.au with any questions that you might have. Thank you, Ali.
Thanks, Roberta.
I've been speaking with Ali Woodford from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.